Listen, folks, now I am. Power flows through an evil hand. The leader's light is growing dim. One day is suddenly I'm forced to take my leave. Will you still carry on with the things that we believe? One day is suddenly you take my life away. Will you still be fighting to win a brand new day? Against us, they seem to be above the law. With the patternism into private moments in our lives, with the power to come kick down your door. One day you suddenly I'm forced to take my leave. Will you still carry on with the things that we believe? One day you suddenly to take my life away. Will you still be fighting to win a brand new day?
Strength our foe has recognized and sworn to press it and keep it down, but it's not going to happen. There's justice in the universe, and justice is going to be done one of these days. Things are looking dark. A lot of people are dying. A lot of sick, twisted things are going down. As you know, Victor Thorne, Scott Robert Mafuka is dead, and a whole bunch of other people just in the last number of days connected with the Dixie Mafia, a subsidiary of the Bush crime family, which is a subsidiary of Skull and Bones and the Jewish Mafia, the money changers and the rabbis, the synagogue of Satan, the Jesuits, this gang that runs the planet, and the head of it, the head of this snake. They identify with the money changer aspect of this thing. They're running the show. They've penetrated everything in all institutions. The Babylonian Talmudic money masters, and then all of their religious sycophants, whether they be rabbis or priests or imams, muftis, ayatollahs, it doesn't matter. Many of them, a good portion of them, are all subservient to this gang. And they serve the dark, evil forces of the universe. They get off on taking the innocence of children. They get off on watching things and people die. Clinton body count. Clip one. Go ahead, Mr. Producer.
Gentlemen, I hope you have your Clinton body count page open, because she's not quite there, but she's on her way, ascending to the throne, taking over the White House. And at that point, who knows if anyone can stop her. Maybe it's already too late. Just in the last few weeks, there's been at least four people definitely confirmed dead who are within a very tight circle of the controversy surrounding Clinton. All this corruption and disgusting stuff going on, and they're dropping dead. We better be paying attention. We better be tracking these people.
What's really creepy is that just in the last week, in a 48-hour period, you had two people, two very vocal, well-known anti-Clinton activists and researchers, die, and the media isn't talking about it at all. It's barely a peep about these two dead people anywhere. First of all, you have on August 1st, Victor Thorne. He's a very well-known Clinton researcher who wrote the definitive Clinton trilogy on Bill Clinton's sexual assaults, the drug running out of Mena, Arkansas, and the Clinton body count. That's what he's most well-known for. He's also a writer for American Free Press, and he was found dead from a gunshot wound on a mountaintop near his home on his birthday. He would have been 54 years old, and they're calling it a suicide, but again, the police have not released an official statement. There are no official press releases on this at all. In fact, the only story really on this is from the American Free Press itself.
And now he's part of that body count, and there's been suggestions that maybe he had health problems, but given his track record being very well known in the alternative media, this is a guy who reveled in following controversy and attacking people who deserve to be questioned, held accountable, and it seems very improbable to me that even if he was sick, depressed, whatever, suicidal, that he would do so with just a few months ago before the election, with all the frankly exciting and corrupt things to follow and comment and write about.
I mean, if this had been anybody else died like this, they would be in one of his books.
No question.
No question. And whenever the American Free Press interviewed his brother for a whole half an hour, the question was never brought up. How can his brother be so certain that this is just a suicide and not a professional hit against him in a very, very controversial election year for Hillary? Who knows if he was working on a new book about her? So you have that. The very next day, you have Sean Lucas, who's the most well-known for walking into the DNC on July 1st and serving the DNC and Debbie Wasserman Schultz with a nationwide class action lawsuit for fraud in rigging the primary against Bernie.
Sean, hi, Becca.
How are you doing, Becca?
I'm just with the DNC upstairs.
With the DNC?
Yes.
All right. Well, this is going to be a service to the DNC.
Okay.
And this is for Debbie Wasserman Schultz.
Perfect.
You guys have been served.
Okay.
Thank you so much. We'll see you in court.
That was probably the most gratifying thing I've ever done.
You ever done? Able to deliver the document?
Yeah, they wouldn't give us any of the head honchos, which I kind of had a feeling wasn't going to happen. But we did make contact with somebody from the Democratic National Committee's office, and they've been served. Democracy has prevailed today.
Exactly, and you guys all were witness to it.
Which, if anything, is a message. Not only do they want to defeat that lawsuit, but they want to discourage other people from doing so.
Apparently his girlfriend found his body on his bathroom floor. They've not released a cause of death in this. Rumors have been floating around that he died in his sleep. Was he sleeping on the bathroom floor? I mean, that doesn't even make sense. So right there, August 1st and August 2nd, you have two dead people, two dead anti-Clinton people in 2 days. And the mainstream press isn't saying a word. If you go to Google News and type in Victor Thorne's name or Sean Lucas's name, you're going to find one, maybe two stories about each guy in the alternative media. You're not going to see a word of this, not even in local news reports.
There's also Joe Montano, who is the top aide to Tim Kaine, who, of course, is now the vice presidential candidate, but who was, right before Debbie Wasserman Schultz, chairman of the DNC. And when did Joe Montano die? Supposedly of a heart attack. July 25th, the day that the DNC convention started, and right after the WikiLeaks dump came out exposing all of the DNC corruption. What did Joe Montano know? But that isn't the only one. There's, of course, Seth Rich, who was a member of the DNC National Committee. He was a staffer. He had written some voter sign-up apps to help people find their voting precincts. And from what's been said about him, he may have had direct access to the entire nation's database of voters and quite possibly had firsthand knowledge of voter fraud. He was rumored to testify. I don't think that's been confirmed. But the fact of the matter is he was gunned down at 4:19 in the morning only a few weeks ago, July 10th, 2 weeks ahead of the Democratic National Committee.
These tragedies tear at our soul. And so do the incidents that don't even dominate the headlines. Just this past Sunday, a young man, Seth Rich, who worked for the Democratic National Committee to expand voting rights, was shot and killed in his neighborhood in Washington. He was just 27 years old. Surely we can agree that weapons of war have no place on the streets of America.
And they suggested it was like a botched robbery, but they didn't take his wallet, they didn't take his expensive watch, they didn't take his cell phone. His body was covered in bruises, and even just a few days ago, August 1st, police officially have said there's no updates in the murder. They have no idea why. He was just randomly gunned down in the streets. Well, you know, D.C. is a very violent place. Was he going to testify? Did he have information? Well, Assange has hinted strongly that it could have been a DNC staffer who leaked the WikiLeaks stuff that surrounded the controversy of the convention, showed the corruption of Debbie Wasserman Schultz, and it's possible that was Seth Rich. Wasserman Schultz admitted that she did know him personally and said nice things, you know, on the surface when he had died, and there are some very serious questions surrounding that for obvious reasons.
But that's not all, because just a few weeks before that, you have former United Nations official John Ash dying while lifting weights. Initially, the United Nations reported that he died of a heart attack, but then local police actually came out and said, no, his windpipe was crushed. His throat was crushed when a barbell fell on it, which they said was an accident, and that he did it to himself while working out, which, interestingly enough, just so happens to mirror the plot of a Columbo episode from the 70s called An Exercise in Fatality, where a murderer drops a barbell on a guy.
What did you say? You said that he was here.
All right, you can stop it, Mr. Producer.
And makes it.
You can stop it, but you get the gist of it, folks. And, you know, I pulled up Mike Rivero. Let me see if I can find it. Okay, what really happened? Happen.com, the Clinton body count. Okay. And he has updated it, a host on our network here. And folks, and I'm going to read some stuff out of a couple of the Victor Thorne books I've got. And this not really about the Clintons, it's more about the Israeli Jewish mafia role in 9/11. I think this is a twofer. I think a Thorne and Boleyn, who had a fallout over at AFP, and, you know, Thorne rubbed John, the owner of the network, the wrong way a few times. And there was, you know, some bad blood there. But now you got a dead guy in his 50s. And I'm looking at his work. I own a few of his books. And, you know, Victor was one of the first people to really bring Jones out into the light with his basically covering for the Jewish mafia angle on 9/11. And now he's a full-blown Saudi critic. And the Saudis run everything. They run Hollywood. They run Hillary. And anybody that knows the Saudis, they're the House of Saud. They're some tiers down on the pecking order of world controllers. Now, do they have billions? Hell yeah! Is Mecca this crazy Babylonian loony place in the middle of the desert with a lot of skyscrapers and, you know, really insane? Sure. Do a lot of weird things happen, especially to like Iranians and so forth in Mecca, where the whole delegations get murdered at the Hajj? Sure. But do they run do they run the city of London, let's say, and you would have to laugh. The city of London set up the House of Saud, you know, what, 100 and some odd years ago, British intelligence and the rest of the gangs that are subservient to, you know, the Queen, the House of Windsor, which is really the hand up the back of the puppet of the House of Windsor, of course, is the House of Rothschild. And we know this. The Jewish mob runs Britain, the British Empire. And, you know, they're also the guys that in the 1820s took over the keys of the papal treasury. And so you've got this kind of cross transference that so few out here behind microphones really want to flesh out, is the cross transference with the money changers, the House of Rothschild, the Jesuits, the Knights of Malta, Vatican, black nobility. When you dig into this, Nick over at Circus Maximus is one of the guys that I can actually, him and I can really dig conversations between each other, because we see this underbelly of world domination and world power. And, and he's over on Renegade on Friday night. So shout out to Nick. Shout out to Kyle. I listened to his program. Kyle was really hot under the collar tonight with just a lot of interesting things. And I'm going to try to get to a lot of this stuff that I've got. You know, I purposefully today, I didn't spend all day behind the computer. I got out in the sun. I did some yard work. I actually went to out and got in the water and was out in the sun. I've got a slight sunburn. I purposefully did this today, and then I kind of crunched in the last 4 hours or so and really just tried to put this program together. And I've been reading, I reread 9/11 Evil by Victor Thorne. As soon as I found out he died mysteriously, I've got Made in Israel, 9/11 Brand Terrorism, Made in Israel, 9/11 Plot Against America, and I have 9/11 Evil, Israel's Central Role in the September 11, 2001 Terrorist Attacks. And I tweeted a picture of the cover of that book out, and a lot of people really retweeted that and, you know, liked it. And rereading this book the other day, folks, if you don't have 9/11 Evil, it was written in 05, so 11 years ago. But he gets into the mind of the people that pulled it. He didn't just put the players together, but he Victor Thorne actually kind of put himself into the minds of the evil that could carry out operations like this. And so when I'm reading it, I'm like, oh my gosh, I got to read this on air. And so I'm going to try to get into some of the stuff in this books. Okay, now this, I'm gonna have some fun with Alex Jones tonight, like I have been lately, and you're gonna love some of the stuff that I've got. But check this out. This is out of 9/11, Made in Israel. Now this book was done in 2011. Now listen to this, and this is on page 3. In this light, the institutionalized 9/11 truth movement has actually been founded and sponsored all along by the Israeli lobby, with many of its well-known members being Jewish. Nicholas Levis, Jonathan Gold, Dylan Avery, loose change, Jason Burmis, loose change, and then Alex had to can him because he went off the rails. Jonathan Elinoff, Luke Radowski from We Are Change, Daniel Abrahamson, and Mike Berger. Now, remember Mike Berger. I'm going to read a conversation here, and we're coming up on a break. During an April 19, 2009 radio broadcast, Burmis responded to a caller, 9/11 is not a Jewish conspiracy. He continued by saying that those who criticize the Jews should be hung or electrocuted. He basically told the guy to throw his radio into a bathtub of water and electrocute himself. Another fitting portrayal of this subterfuge occurred on May 8, 2006 during an Alex Jones radio broadcast. And here's the break, and I'm going to read this on the other side. You're going to love this. Cindy Radio.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Somebody just called into the network and told Ken, my board op tonight, the producer, who, I mean, this guy is amazing, does a lot of hard work for me. Then he doesn't have to, but he digs it. They said Tex Mars has had a heart attack. And Tex Mars was one of the big sellers of Victor Thorne's books. None of us can confirm that. And let me just say, everybody out there that, you know, you got altruistic and benevolence in your heart, pray for this guy. He's my personal Christian Zionist deprogrammer. And so there's a lot to be said there. This guy, I've been with Tex Mars since probably 1990, early 1990s, when I found him. And I've been with him the decades now. And so everybody, say a prayer for Tex. If this is true, it could be bogus. We don't know, but somebody called into the network and just called in and said Tex had a heart attack. And so he just wrote this book and dropped it, and I have it in my hands, Holy Serpent of the Jews, the Rabbi's Secret Plan for Satan to Crush Their Enemies and Vault the Jews to Global Domination. And I'm going to try to get into some of this, more of this book on the air. And he's the same guy that I brought the Protocols of Zion from, okay? And I'm in the middle of this little Alex Jones thing, which is in Victor Thorne's book. But let me say this. I've got a couple minutes, and Kyle just got off the air on Renegade. And he's freaked out in a way because he posted this Daily Sheeple article from the 5th. Okay, on to RenegadeTribune.com. And it's about two prominent anti-Clinton activists found dead in 2 days, mainstream media blackout. And it's got 30-something comments on the Tribune. And it talks about Victor Thorne and the other guy, Sean Lucas. Okay, and I just played the True Stream Media, and that's Aaron Dykes and Melissa Melton, by the way, two people that used to work for Alex Jones, who mysteriously left, and you know they got these confidentiality agreements and all the rest of it. And so Popeye and some of these people are close to Aaron Dykes and Melissa Melton. I've reached out to them and tried to get them on for an interview. They didn't bite over here on RBN. I'm probably a little bit too I would be in the hate category or the completely off the reservation. I'm not kosher alternative media because I go after the two big power blocks that most won't go after, and that's Jewish mafia and then the creeps in the Vatican. A lot of people like to go after Bilderberger, Trilateral. They like to go after CFR. They like to go after the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds, but they don't like to go after the ethnic mafia of the Jew. And they don't like to, for some reason, a lot of people are scared of the Jesuits, and you got a damn a good reason to be scared of the Jesuits. They're probably top three or four assassin gangs in the world, and anybody that doesn't believe that should watch Jesuits Priesthood of Absolute Evil Exposed. Now, it was done by some Seventh-day Adventist types, but this is all quotes from prominent and like Napoleon and Lincoln and I mean Hitler and everybody else. Hitler really, you know, and Himmler. Now there's some thoughts out here about, and I know I'm getting off on a kind of a tangent here, but a lot of people think that Himmler, whose uncle was a Jesuit, that Himmler was, let's just say, very, very close to the order. And then, you know, Hitler made comments that he sees in Himmler his Ignatius Loyola. And so, but this stuff goes deep. But Kyle's freaked out because he reposted this on the Tribune, this article, the Renegade Tribune, and it just went absolutely viral to where it's like thousands upon thousands upon thousands of hits. And so let's just say this whole thing is getting real weird. We'll see you guys on the other side of the break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Hi. My name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I wanted to mention that about Kyle over at Renegade being freaked out because he posted that Daily Sheeple article and it just went absolutely viral on his site. And it's basically nobody else is really picked up on this. And of course, Jones wasn't going to pick up on Thorne because he's been a thorn in Jones's side. And I'm going to prove it to you right now. So here's this. So this is May 8, 2006 during an Alex Jones radio broadcast. And he's talking to this Mike Berger Jewish guy, a kosher 9/11 truther, okay? You and I have both been criticized. I don't know if you're aware of this, for not saying that Israel carried out the 9/11 attacks. Now I'm sorry, folks. Israel can't make NORAD stand down. So I'm going to talk about that right now. The nation of Israel... that's debatable. Okay. If you get into General Myers and you get into all these people way up in the Pentagon at the time, Wolfowitz and Feith and Pearl, Zakheim, they could probably get that to happen, especially with sycophants like Rumsfeld, Cheney, and and a coke boy, male cheerleader, G.W. Bush, okay? The buffoon, reading the book upside down, the pet goat book upside down, and all the silly code words that the teacher's saying in front of all those poor black kids the day that 9/11 happened. I mean, the story is just so silly for any of us with two brain cells now. But back to Victor Thorne's books. 9/11truth.org, Representative Mike Berger, Jewish, hearty laughter. Alex Jones, Israel, Israel. Israel can't make F-16s be off doing drills that day. Israel certainly is part of this whole global system, certainly involved in false flag ops in Israel and Europe. They've been caught. It's been in their major papers. I've reported on that, but from all the angles I've looked at this, it's this multinational crime syndicate manipulating our government that orchestrated 9/11. And to say that Israel did it is a poison pill. You see that word, poison pill. Now, if the international crime syndicate in which he speaks of is controlled at the top by people that identify themselves as Jewish, and in Israel being basically a organized crime outpost in the Middle East, yes, it can. Look at how Rothschild has had Israel under his wing, Rothschild Boulevard, Meyer Lansky, all these gangsters involved in the founding of the state over there. All right, so back to the book. Jones then ratcheted up his well-calculated disinformation campaign. I love Victor Thorne's words. By claiming that Israel had been made a scapegoat in this matter. Folks, I've done the research. Israel could not carry out these 9/11 attacks. On January 27, 2008, during another broadcast, see, that's why you need to get these books, is because, see, he gives you the dates of the broadcast where you can go back, find the archives, and then verify this yourself, and then, like, dig into the archives like I do, and because I'm going to clown him in a little bit. But anyway, on January 27, 2008, during another broadcast, Jones reiterated his allegiance to the Zionist criminal cabal with this smokescreen. I've said many times that I do not believe Israel carried out 9/11. Now, you could say, look, when you're talking, see, that's almost like lawyer speak. It's almost like Jesuitical arguments, like Bill Clinton. Well, that depends on the meaning of the word is. What you say the meaning of the word is. When, remember that foolish stuff during the Clinton impeachment? And a lot of the younger listeners just aren't going to really remember this. I was sitting there, you know, watching this whole thing like it was just absolutely silly. Jones' words are patent Jewish propaganda as he perpetuates a tactic used time and again. As opposed to vehemently highlighting Israel's role in 9/11, and then there are synonym agents here. See, it's not just Israel in Israel plotting these attacks. They have to have synonym, S-A-Y-A-N-I-M, synonym agents here. And that's the Wolfowitzes, the Pearls, the Bites, the Zakheims, the Silversteins, the Eisenbergs, and the rest of the entire New York gang, which unfortunately Donald Trump is very, very cozy with. And that's another thing that we'll get into later. As opposed to vehemently, he cloaks their guilt by using code words such as Zionists, neocons, Illuminati, Satanists, globalists, the New World Order, Nazis, or a multinational crime syndicate. Now there's elements of truth to many of those words, especially if you use the word Ashkenazi, sure. By diverting attention away from Israel, or more importantly, Judaism itself, Jones and his ilk contribute to this cover-up. Their silence becomes outright complicity. Further, compromised 9/11 truth groups only link to and promote other like-minded sites that participate in their Israeli protection racket. All other genuine truth tellers are undeniably ignored, marginalized, attacked, and mocked. Let's see here. A modus operandi similarly used by cronies in the Jewish-owned mainstream media. The pattern is obvious. Faux conspiratologists complain about the government and news sources not telling the truth, yet they've erected an utter blackout on data regarding Israeli and 9/11. For every 9/11 researcher that divulges the truth about Israel, 900 199 don't. Their hypocrisy is glaringly obvious. The mainstream media denies coverage to most information critical of Israel. So does the 9/11 truth movement. They're two peas in the same pod, controlled by the same hidden forces. And I'm not going to get to the rest of it, but I am going to get to some of these players once again really quickly here. Louis Eisenberg, chairman of the New York Port Authority, initially authorized a lease transfer from the New York Port Authority to Silverstein. He also contributed significant amounts of money to the Bush-Cheney 2000 presidential campaign. See, they had to let Bush get in because all the Ziocons, the Jewish mobsters that were going to carry out 9/11, they already had their guys infesting into who were going to be on his cabinet, Pentagon, Office of Special Plans, all these other things. So they had to hanging Chad, Florida, and all that crap, the drama of the 2000 selection of G.W. Bush, you know, Daddy Bush's little cokehead son, governor of Texas, okay? Frank Lowy, okay? Now, Frank Lowy, he owned that mall in Nairobi where that last big Muslim attack happened in Nairobi, Kenya. This guy owns all kinds of malls, okay? He acquired a 99-year lease for 427,000 square feet of retail space in the WTC complex. Following the 9/11 attack, he received billions in insurance compensation. Earlier in his life, Commando Lowy belonged to a Jewish terrorist organization named Haganah. You had Stern, you had Haganah, and you had Irgun, while also being a member of Israel's Golani Brigade. Okay. He later founded the Israeli Institute for National Strategy and Policy. Okay. Buddy, buddy with Bibi, Olmert, Sharon, all these guys. Barack, Ronald Lauder. Jewish. Under New York Governor George Pataki, Lauder acted as the chairman and prime moving force for a commission that lobbied for privatization of government-owned properties, especially the WTC complex. You see, it was full of asbestos. Those are elephants. They were symbolic of the Rockefeller brothers. They had to go. These Jewish guys are like, yeah, we'll get rid of them for you. We'll get them struck with a special form of Jewish lightning, as Dr. Kevin Barrett likes to say. Lauder also belongs to the following organizations: President of the World Jewish Congress, Jewish Theological Seminary, ADL. I mean, it goes on and on. Steven Schwartzman, President and CEO of the Blackstone Group. Supposedly they own the Willis Tower in Chicago now, and it got a new paint job, which held the mortgage for WTC-7. Oh, the one that never got hit by a plane. It just went down in a perfect controlled demo. Larry, that's the one he said that they had to pull. We had to pull it. All right. Okay. That's where Rudy Giuliani, who's possibly might be somewhere in the Trump cabinet, that's where his emergency command bunker was on the 23rd floor, which he miraculously didn't get taken into. Maurice Greenberg, CEO, godfather of AIG. Oh, remember AIG in 2008, belly up, TARP. Remember all that? Interesting. American International Group, the largest U.S. underwriter of commercial and industrial insurance in 2001. Greenberg's family ran three subsidiary companies, Marsh McLennan, ACE, and Kroll. Oh, remember Kroll, folks? I'm just doing a little kind of rehashing of this whole thing. Jeffrey Greenberg, CFR member and chairman of Marsh McLennan. He insured Larry's purchase of the WTC complex. Evan Greenberg, CFR member and CEO of Ace Unlimited, a company that originally insured the WTC complex after Lucky Larry's purchase. Michael Cherkasky, CEO of Kroll. Zim Israel Navigation Company, one of the people that moved out without giving any kind of notice. Took a big hit. Remember that? Let's see here. It was half owned by the Nation of Israel. You know, Thorne and Boleyn and these guys that really put together the information that got later really got put into 9/11 missing links and some of the really hardcore documentaries that really just networked it all out for people to watch in documentary form. This is where the research came from, was Thorne and Boleyn, basically. And the Solomon brothers, the Jewish, in 1988, they signed a long-term lease for the WTC-7, thereby becoming its primary tenants. Remember, the Solomon Brothers building. Everybody knows about Lucky Larry. Let's see. Jeffrey Shapiro, Jewish, a reporter for Fox News, he claimed that several NYPD officers told him that they overheard Silverstein speaking on the telephone to his insurance carrier to determine whether they'd authorize a controlled demo of WTC-7. See, my personal, let's just say my personal theory is that one of those planes that didn't make it, that was meant for WTC-7. Okay. You had what was going on there? The Enron investigation, the SEC, that's where a lot of secretive financial investigations, where the evidence was housed. And so personally, I think a plane was meant for WTC-7. And then, so something happened. I can't say what, but they had to drop that building anyway, because there was such sensitive information in that building that whether a plane struck it or not, they had to take it down. And let me see what the producer's saying here. He's hit me up. The New York Emergency Command Center also, yeah, where Lucky Larry was supposed to have Rudy Giuliani was supposed to have his, you know, emergency bunker. Now, a lot of people forgot about this. Bruce Teitelbaum, Orthodox Jewish Zionist, he was Rudy Giuliani's primary fundraiser and chief of staff. Sarah Kasserer, along with her husband Bruce Teitelbaum, Kasserer coordinated Mayor Giuliani's interactions with the Jewish community in New York City. She also served on the National Jewish Democratic Council and was vice president of a Zionist organization named EDA. Richard Shirer, Jewish, Giuliani's right-hand man and commissioner of the mayor's Office of Emergency Management, which was located in Building 7. Shirer authorized and oversaw the removal of crucial evidence from Ground Zero and then had it transported to nearby waste yards. And then you get into the Krolls, Jules and Jeremy. The father-son combo owned Kroll Associates, a firm responsible for security at the WTC complex, alternatively known as Wall Street CIA. Due to their shadowy connections, Kroll received their security contract from NYC's Port Authority following the failed 93 bombing. Louis Eisenberg led New York's Port Authority. All right. Jerome Hauer, another Jewish guy, managing director of Kroll Associates at the time of 9/11. Hauer was a staunch Zionist whose mother served as honorary president for New York's Hadassah chapter of the Daughters of Zion. He also acted as the director of Mayor Rudy Giuliani's Office of Emergency Management. All right. I mean, this goes on and on. Ezra Harel and Menachem Atzman, owners of ICTS. And we're still seeing ICTS involved in these airports in Europe and the rest of it, where the fallen planes falling out of the sky, the Belgium airport. I mean, how long is this going to go on where people point out ICTS and these other companies? They're just magically the ones running security procedures where all these crazy attacks happen. Isn't this amazing? Let's see here. Marvin Burns, Jewish, the engineering firm Burns and Rowe, Securicom, later became Securicom, which landed security contracts for the WTC complex, Dulles International, and United Airlines, all of them who had direct connections to 9/11. And then Alex Jones has the gall to sit there, knowing all these other researchers are putting all these connections together. And he wants to dumb it down for his audience to the point where they never look. And they just want you to look internally at the Bush administration, but not the ethnicity of the real conspirators. He just wants to make you think that they're just CFR types and so forth and so on. And they're not part of this ethnic tribal mafia. And even some of our most, you know, prominent, let's say, people in the alt-right or the pro-white movement, whatever you want to call these people, they're even ones that want to minimize this kind of research. They don't really want to they just want to make kind of comments like, yeah, there's some Israeli fingerprints on 9/11, but they don't want to go for the jugular. They don't want to say, hey, wait a second, this is so much overwhelming evidence here that it's like they want to save face somehow, or they want to save their own safety. Well, Victor Thorne is dead, and I'm reading out of his book right now, and I figured I would kind of do some of that tonight. I'm going to do this a little bit longer, then I'm going to get into the where he goes into the mind of these people. See you on the other side.
IRA and 401k account holders, are you crossing your fingers for the stock market to continue its bull run or hoping for a miracle to pay off our $19 trillion national debt? American Bullion wants you to think for a moment. If we go through another significant stock market correction and things begin to unravel, you could suffer some serious losses. On the other hand, gold is a proven long-term asset that could hedge and protect your retirement accounts from getting washed away. Call American Bullion now and let them show you how easy it is to transfer your existing IRA or roll over your 401k into a gold IRA. American Bullion has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and is a leader in gold IRAs. With just one call, their experts can explain everything there is to know and get you started with a free gold IRA guide. Call 1-800-545-2525. Save your retirement. Call American Bullion now at 1-800-545-2525. That's 1-800-545-2525.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
All right, we're back. Scenery Radio. Now, check this out. Now, this is from a Madsen article way back in 2001. Wayne Madsen, Mossad-run 9/11 Arab hijacker terrorist operation. Now, Madsen's cozied up to Jones, and Jones is probably bringing him under his wing. Now, I've got a video clip in a little bit that I'm going to play where Madsen really is digging into this Khazir Khan clown that spoke at the DNC and some of his connections. And I've even found some more. And I think this guy might be connected with Tim Kaine. This is some really weird crap. When you start digging into the underbelly of this Mr. Khan and tried to trash Trump at the DNC, and this guy's a real scumbag, and he's connected with Pakistan's ISI and all kinds of weird crap, and I'm gonna try to get to it. I'm trying to stay on point here, but the first Mossad team flew Muhammad Atta and other Hamburg al-Qaeda members to Boston. Logan International Airport security was contracted to Huntley USA. If you really want to break down on Huntley USA, you got to get Christopher Berlin's work, Solving 9/11, The Deception That Changed the World. And he goes deep into all these companies. A firm owned by an Israeli airport security firm closely connected to Mossad, International Consultants on Targeted Security, ICTS. See, Huntley was a subsidiary of ICTS. Were politically connected to Likud Party. And the Likud Party was what? They were the guys that took over for the terrorists, the Irgun and the rest of them that did the King David Hotel bombing. And Bibi and these guys are celebrating the 60th anniversary of bombing the King David Hotel just a few years back. Had a big three-day party. It's in Bolin's book. Let's see here. So Michael Chertoff and his lackey Viet Dinh. Now, this is where you see a Georgetown Jesuit angle come in, because I think Michael Chertoff's wife right now is a professor at Georgetown Jesuit University, founded in the same year that the Constitution was adopted, 1789. You get into these weird connections. It's really wild. But anyway, Viet Dinh is like a Catholic, and him and Chertoff are the guys that wrote the Patriot Act, from what all these researchers are basically saying. It was already ready to adopt at the time of the attacks. Now listen to this. They inserted into the legislation, the Patriot Act, language that made foreign security companies such as ICTS immune from 9/11 lawsuits. Even more damning, any individuals involved in future court battles weren't granted access to this information prior to their legal proceedings. In effect, ICTS and other similar firms were shielded from providing any evidence regarding their connection to 9/11. Dinh later helped defend two former AIPAC employees, Stephen Rosen and Keith Weissman, for violating provisions of the U.S. Espionage Act. So you got a Catholic Vietnamese Jesuit lackey. He's protecting AIPAC goons for violating the Espionage Act. And this goes perfectly into the connections that I always make, that the Jesuits and the godforsaken Jewish mafia are joined at the hip. I've been saying this since I came on the air. And so few people want to talk about it. They don't want to absorb it. It goes in one ear and out the other. Let it sink in. You guys on the other side.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocholine therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN.
www.holytea.org, 800-326-2001.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.